Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I knew it was a big goal of hers, and to see her accomplish that just made me very proud. And
Khalil Dawsey committed to playing football at Harvard as a high school senior last year, and mom, longtime journalist Chastity Pratt, who had been applying for fellowships, received word that she, too, will be studying at Harvard this fall.
It was crazy how I said I wanted to apply to these fellowships, and then he gets recruited to the same schools where I was applying for the fellowships. And then, you know, his acceptance went through right before I was applying. And so I said, you know, I'm going to apply and see what happens.
45-year-old Pratt is one of only 27 journalists chosen in the world for the Nieman Foundation Fellowship. And Khalil will study economics while on the gridiron for the Harvard Crimson. Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio, 950. 18-year-old Birmingham Groves High School grad Khalil Dawsey received football scholarship offers from every Ivy League school in the country. The quick cornerback accepted Harvard's offer. Then his mother, longtime journalist Chastity Pratt, found out she, too, was headed to Harvard, selected as a Nieman Foundation Fellow, one of only 27 in the world.
Well, of course, I was proud of her, proud of everything she accomplished.
So how is that going to work out?
I'm not going to stray away from myself at all while I'm up there, regardless of if she's there or not. So I was just kind of looking forward to being on my own. I definitely will be.
Yeah, right. He's going to be right there. Mama, cook some fried chicken.
Khalil will study economics while playing cornerback for the Crimson. And 45-year-old mom will also take courses and conduct research. And she'll even lecture at MIT. Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio, 950.
I'm Chastity Pratt.
I'm Khalil Dawsey. I'm 18.
All right. So first of all, I don't know, Chastity, if you want to explain how this this happened. How did you end up at Harvard the same year your son is going to Harvard?
You know what? I think a lot of it was it was just fate. I don't know. A couple of years ago, I told my kids I wanted to do a fellowship. And I remember Khalil saying, well, wait until I'm out of school. Don't do it while I'm a senior in high school. And so I said, okay, I'll wait. But in the meantime, Khalil got recruited by all of the Ivy League schools, including Harvard. And that is something that, on the one hand, we prepared for it. We always wanted them to strive to go to the best schools they could. But it was just like, it was crazy how I said I wanted to apply to these fellowships, and then he gets recruited to the same schools where I was applying for the fellowships. And then, you know, his acceptance went through right before I was applying. And so I said, you know, I'm going to apply and see what happens.
So when did you actually find out that you actually had the fellowship? Was it after he chose?
Yeah. When was it that you chose Harvard? Last summer, right? Yeah, last summer he committed to Harvard in summer of 18. Yeah, summer of 18. And then I was selected to be a Nieman Fellow at Harvard in May of 19.
All right. And I want to get to the fellowship in a second, but I want to have Khalil just chime in here. What'd you think after you heard your mom was accepted and was also going to Harvard?
Well, of course, I was proud of her, proud of everything she accomplished. You know, I knew it was a big goal of hers, and to see her accomplish that just made me very proud. And of course, I was worried. I didn't want her to be in any of my classes, didn't want to go to the same parties I was going to. You know, that would be pretty embarrassing, but I figured that wouldn't be her.
No, that wouldn't, although she could. I'm just saying. She
hopefully
could.
Never that.
And so just so folks can recall, you are on a football scholarship at
yes,
Harvard.
Ma'am.
And obviously you've been to campus already. Mm-hmm. Have you been there to practice already? Or
no, not yet. I go up there on Monday.
Okay. So how do you feel about getting ready to go and play ball for this?
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. A dream come true. I've been dreaming about this since I was a little kid, so She's ready to get to work, ready to get on campus.
Mm-hmm. And remind me of your position again.
I play cornerback.
Cornerback. And what are you most looking forward to being a player there and a student and then having your mom on campus?
Most looking for. I'm really just looking forward to seeing new things. Like, I was really thinking a couple of days ago, I've never really lived outside of Metro Detroit and Detroit, so this is all I know. So it's really exciting to go out and see something different.
Okay, and have you selected your major yet?
Finance.
Finance. Excellent, excellent. And so I want for you to get back to the mic. Tell us about this fellowship and what it entails.
So the Nieman Foundation for Journalism at Harvard selects 27 journalists from around the world each year to come to campus. And essentially what we do is we are paid to be scholars on campus. We do research and take courses and study and participate in the academic culture there at Harvard. There's a partnership with MIT and Tufts. We can take classes there as well. I'll actually be doing a lecture at MIT at the end of September. So it's really just a rich environment where you can take a breath, step back from your everyday job and say, you know, if I really had some time in the best academic situation in the world, what would I do? What would I study? What would I research? And so that's what I'll be doing. Hopefully, what comes of this for me will be something new and different, innovative for me and for journalism.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.